Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And as you heard on KMOX, Missouri could become the 20th state to legalize marijuana for adult recreational use and tax the drug when voters go to the polls in November.
Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft on Tuesday said his office certified an initiative petition to place the issue on the November 8th ballot. Ashcroft's office certified more than 214,000 voter signatures across the state's eight congressional districts, well above the required roughly 180,000 needed to make the ballot. Joining us now, John Payne, campaign manager for Legal Missouri 2022, the most prominent group that pushed for the ballot question. John, thanks for being with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Why does Missouri need recreational marijuana?
Well, I would say, first of all, it's a fundamental issue of freedom. If you're an adult over the age of 21 years old, there's no reason the government should tell you what to do with your life as long as you're not hurting anybody else. So you should have the choice of whether you want to use marijuana, just as you have the choice of if you'd like to use alcohol. But also, from our policies for the last 75, 80 years prohibiting marijuana, people have, there are tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people that have, these marijuana offenses, nonviolent marijuana offenses, most of them, the vast, vast majority of them for small possession offenses. And they have criminal records that follow them around for the rest of their lives. And this initiative is going to allow them to have those offenses not only expunged, but automatically expunged without having to go through a costly and time-consuming process to get that done.
Some of your just stated answer may be the response to this question about naysayers and even those in the faith community, John, as you well know, may come out against the ballot issue and say marijuana is a dangerous drug. How do you respond to those people in trying to get this thing passed in November?
You know, it's certainly a substance that has some risks, but those risks are, I would argue, certainly not more and most likely very much less than, the risks that we have from drugs that are legal and regulated, such as alcohol and tobacco. I don't hear anybody out there saying that we would be better off to prohibit those substances. I think most people realize, hey, we tried that with alcohol, and it actually made the problems associated with it substantially worse. And so the better system is to legalize it, regulate it, and tax it.
Medical marijuana sales, how have those gone? How did that process go, John? And did that help get those signatures and get things moving?
Yeah, absolutely. So, the medical marijuana sales have been increasing since the program really took off about 2 years ago when the first dispensaries started to open. That process played out in basically a very similar way to this one. I was the campaign manager on that initiative back in 2018. And, we submitted signatures, did the whole initiative process. We were actually very fortunate that this time, now that there's been a medical marijuana program up and running, we were able to, utilize that infrastructure with a lot of the dispensaries helping out with collecting signatures. And, between volunteers and the dispensaries, we collected about 100,000 of our signatures outside of the paid program. And that was really a difference maker for us in making the ballot.
John, this may or may not be a part of the actual ballot question. I haven't read it all of it, but as marijuana has medical, or rather recreational marijuana has been approved around the country, there has been, as you well know, a concern that the very people who were jailed for using marijuana, a lot of them black and brown people, are not able then to come and benefit from recreational marijuana sales. What are your thoughts about that or your concerns about that if Missouri is to say yes to recreational marijuana?
Yeah, I think a fairly well-founded concern in this, and that's one of the reasons why we have such a broad expungement clause in this initiative, because that will allow people that have had those offenses to have them wiped clean and be able to participate in the industry fully. And then furthermore, all the new licenses that we have in this initiative are directed towards individuals and communities that have been disproportionately impacted by the prohibition of marijuana. That is the goal for all the new licenses, to build some equity into the system for those individuals and communities.
What exactly does that look like? You're saying all of the licenses would be directed at Black and brown communities impacted by marijuana arrests in the past? What does that look like?
Not necessarily just Black and brown communities, but communities that have been disproportionately impacted, which that will include many of those communities, but there will also be white communities that applies to as well. There's a number of different criteria, and it's not all, when I say all the new licenses. So the current medical marijuana licenses would be able to get into the market. They would be able to convert their licenses to what we call comprehensive licenses. But then there's at least 144 new licenses on top of that. And there's a number of criteria for how an individual or group can qualify for those. And, one of them is being from a community where there's a disproportionately high arrest or conviction rate for marijuana offenses, high poverty rates. There's a number of different criteria that can qualify one to be able to apply for that.
Did Illinois have any impact on getting Missouri and getting these signatures? I mean, Illinois, it's been legal for over 2 years now, right? January 2020.
Yeah, hard to measure that, but I certainly think it has some impact. People going out and gathering signatures, I would hear from people all the time, hey, we need to prevent our tax dollars essentially from driving over the bridge into Illinois. I'm sure you've probably seen, if you're driving through downtown, there is a big sign for a dispensary. I think actually a couple of them that are just across the river. It says, hey, medical and adult use marijuana available over here. No medical card necessary. And that people are driving across the bridge. I'm sure that sign is effective. And those are tax dollars and revenues that could be staying in Missouri.
Based on how many signatures you got, do you have a prediction of how voting will go in November?
Yeah, I mean, we turned in about 400,000 total signatures, which I think is a record. I don't know if any campaigns ever turned in more than that. So we're feeling very confident. And, there's also been a lot of polling that's out there. I believe there's been at least two public polls over the summer that both show more than 60% support for legalizing the adult use of marijuana here in Missouri. And that's all consistent with the internal polling that we've done as well. So, we're feeling very confident. I think the results are going to be fairly similar to what we saw with medical back in 2018.
Missouri trying to become the 20th state to legalize marijuana for adult recreational use. John Payne, campaign manager for Legal Missouri 2022, has joined us on KMOX's Total Information AM. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.